we address these problems just because overwhelming na siya for us.
Yan po ulit ay si Debs Bartolo ng Likha Initiative.
I don't think it reached the level that it's extensive litigation because unless we have seen systems like in other countries, no, in other progressive countries like Finland or even South Korea, no, na maayos talaga yung kanilang waste management.
In the previous episode, we tackled the issue on pollution and its sources. Gaya nga ng sinabi ni Debs, ang isang bansa ay nakipag-mitigate ng kanilang issue sa pollution. Ay nako, mapapasana all ka na lang talaga. But given that here we are, the challenge now is that since our failed responses are now behind us, how do we move forward as a society knowing that an unlivable world is upon us if hindi natin to maire-resolba?
Kailangan natin isarado lahat ng sources eh. Tapos kailangan natin involve lahat ng tao para mas maging effective.
And that is Iris Abrigo, also from Likha Initiative, back for another time.
So sa ngayon, nagpo-progress naman yung rehabilitation, pero dahil malaking problema siya, hindi natin ma-expect na masolusyonan siya ng mabilisan.
Anything that is huge cannot be solved overnight. Given na totoong nahuli tayo sa policy reinforcement, innovation, and adoption ng global best practices, eh talagang hindi natin to ma-solve kaagad-agad. Kahit ang industrial firms ay binigyan ng sapat na oras to revamp their processes in order to better abide by clean and sustainable production and consumption mandates. Things take time.
What we're dealing now is a 10-year problem already, or maybe a 5-year problem that we had before. And so, if we're gonna add up the 10, maybe we're facing by then, hindi ko na alam kung gaano kadaming taon na inuutang natin yung hindi maayos na pagkakaroon ng sistema sa waste management.
This is Sustainarumble, the podcast that explores critical issues on sustainable development in the Philippines. I'm Chantel Nieto.
I am Jonas Maridumdum.
I am CK Sinas.
In this episode, we explore how to achieve net zero pollution.
You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Familiar? Yes. That was from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. In the aspect of pollution, let us picture our goals as net zero carbon, clean air and water, vibrant lands, and a thriving ecosystem. To refer to Clear's point, ang goals na ito ay hindi makakamit o sa isang korap lang mangyayari unless na ang ating sistema, tulad ng mga makinarya na nagpapatakbo ng ating mga proseso, ay magbabago. This means na we have to ensure that collective efforts from both the producers and distributors' methodologies to eradicate or at least lessen the harmful attributes of their products become a standard.
As such, industries must be held accountable for the products they peddle that will eventually become waste, or at least for how they operate. For example, for air alone, marami ng proposals to phase out the use of leaded gasoline and reduce industrial emissions through filtration. Then in terms of transportation, meron na ring expansion ng railway system papasok at palabas ng Metro Manila na makakapag-reduce ng emissions from inbound and outbound vehicles. By design, machines used by end users such as vehicles, yung mga kotse kunwari, are mandatorily urged to be cleaner simula sa production or sa paggawa sa kanila hanggang sa disposal pag hindi na sila ginagamit at tinatapon na sila. Isang magandang example ay ang Toyota Environmental Challenge 2050.
It consists of 6 environmental challenges and 3 of those, or 3 of it rather, focuses on the reduction of carbon dioxide.
That is Arvin Visitacion once again.
First challenge is 90% reduction ng carbon dioxide sa kanilang bagong sasakyan or for the new vehicles. This can be achieved in transitioning from conventional cars into electrified ones. So, with that, Toyota is partnering with Shell for the charging stations of their hybrid vehicles. The second challenge is 0% carbon dioxide emission sa kanilang mga planta. This can be achieved by transitioning into the usage of renewable energy. This challenge promotes activities to, practically use hydrogen and electricity from renewables in each of their processes, mula production, storage, transport, and usage. And lastly, their challenge 3, which is the zero carbon dioxide emission in the life cycle of their car. So now that carbon dioxide is reduced sa production, sa usage, then dapat zero carbon dioxide emission din yung ginagol nila in disposing their cars.
At para naman sa water, there are cases such as MWSS, no, reactivating existing and constructing new deep wells, given that these deep wells provide access to groundwater. Ang groundwater ay kinoconsider na yung pinakamalaking source ng pwede natin talagang gamitin na tubig sa buong mundo. This, while we are working on solutions to eliminate chemicals and products that pollute our rivers, would not only ensure drinking potable water for every Filipino, but also to help restore a deteriorating marine ecosystem. Para naman sa, you know, ating mga kalupaan, yung paggamit lang ng naaayon at hopefully, no, organic na mga fertilizer to grow food in both urban and rural farms ang talagang dapat natin gamitin. Dahil ang fertilizers ay ilan lang sa mga harmful chemicals na nagra-run off, no, dumediretso galing sa lupa, papunta sa ating mga rivers and mga lakes.
Diyan nga yung parang medyo controversial. Kasi for example, yung na-mention ko na parang agricultural practices, minsan kasi depende sa paggamit ng resources na meron tayo. So halimbawa, yung fertilizers and pesticides, helpful siya sa food production, pero kapag, kumbaga, minsan excessive yung paggamit na more than what the plants need, dun siya nagiging harmful, kumbaga. Dun siya nagiging pollutant. Kasi meron namang proper way of managing those, yung pesticides and fertilizers. And if ever, siguro ang kailangan ay parang capacity building din sa mga stakeholders para yun nga, maturuan sila ng proper na paggamit or alternatives.
Dapat din nating tandaan na napakaraming plastics and chemicals that can go into the bodies of water coming from the manufacturing plants to the hands of the end consumers. The manufacturing multinationals in the Philippines have now been given only until 2025 to change the way they make their product packaging. Plastics have to be gone for good.
Sustain-A-Rumble will be back after a short break. Sustain-A-Rumble is a proud media partner of Climathon Pasig 2021, an annual ideathon that invites brilliant minds to come up with solutions that aim to address climate change. Back bolder than ever, Climathon Pasig 2021 organized a camp in the month of September that trained the participants on the meticulous process of turning their ideas into formidable solutions and equipped them with skills for success.
This year, Climathon Pasig diversified their focus by identifying 3 design challenges that are attuned with fostering a clean and green world. These are SDG 7, Affordable and Clean Energy, SDG 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities, and SDG 12, Responsible Consumption and Production. Climathon's Week of Action is from October 25 to 29, 2021, where teams will hustle it out and at the end of the week, a grand prize winner will be named.
Watch out as Climathon Pasig extends its reach to other parts of the Philippines and your chance to bring your ideas to life might finally come up. So make sure to follow Climathon Philippines on social media to stay tuned on future updates as they make their way to your city. You can find the links to this episode's description box. Production system na kung saan pati ang waste recovery ay kasing systematic ng production para ma-recycle ang mga basura to create new products ay napakasarap isipin. Sabihin na rin nating pangarap din naming mangyari ito. Aside from it being a key to a full-fledged circular economy, also makes the conversation of mindful choices more realistic and practical to the everyday Pinoy. Ano kayang klase ng bansa or mundo ang magkakaroon tayo kung ang consumer ay hindi kailangan mag-alala kung ang lahat ng mga products na binibili at ginagamit nila ay hindi nakasasama sa environment matapos nila itong itapon?
doon sa society. Now, if you would ask a community, no, available or accessible ba sa kanila or kakayanin ba yung mga refillables, no, and the question would always be no. Because it, I think the ones who can afford this kind of, ano, is somehow, no, us from the middle class and the upper middle class. But it does not comprise a lot of the population. And, you know, well, middle class somehow can be. But I mean, it still goes back to the question that if we want to be more eco-friendly, is it accessible? And it is available. We have to understand that the culture that we have is interrelated to the very capitalist, no, way of living that we have here in the Philippines. No? So parang yung pag-i-inform, pag-i-educate natin, pagkakaroon ng awareness, does it really address the point of why we need to shift? No, bakit kailangan? Umaabot ba siya sa level ng conversation we're in? Parang wala nang environment or kapaligiran na matitirhan ng ating mga susunod na henerasyon kung puro stop-on lang tayo. Now, the systems that should be in place, for example, when you try to put out waste and then do segregation, may segregation mechanisms ba available ba ito, no? So that we have to contest, no? Kasi definitely, it's not available. Like, may MRF ba sa ating mga barangay? May, yes, ano ba, may segregation schemes ba, no? And then, do we have composting facilities? Do we have, and these are all written, no? The ones I've been talking about are written in the RA 9003, or the Solid Waste Management Act.
That being said, at least we can always do today is to ensure that while we can be consistent and while we can educate, let us take a stand and get more people together for the cause. Believe it or not, there are wonders in breathing new life to something that is about to go away.
Yung bang kada kami maglilinis weekly, parang hindi naman nababawasan talaga yung basura. So dapat po talaga magsisimula mismo, yung katulad nga po ng sa bawat tahanan pa lang, marunong nang mag-separate ng basura, huwag nang magtapon sa kung saan-saan.
At yan ulit si Ate Lea.
Adikain din po namin na mabawasan po yung dami din po ng mga basura. Lalo na po, halimbawa po, dito lang sa, magsisimula po bale sa sarili ninyo. Parang ganun yung dating po para sa amin. Kagaya po dito, sa akin po, dito po sa loob lang po ng aking bahay, yun pong mga pinagbalatan ng prutas at gulay po, yun po ginagawa namin pong pataba. Tapos, kailangan din po yung halimbawa po sa halaman or mga gulay, kailangan din po ang gagamitin yung pataba is yung organic, yung talagang friendly din siya na hindi rin siya nakakasama sa environment, lalong-lalo na po sa kalusugan po ng tao. Kaya bukod po din sa kaalaman din po natin, ma-share din po talaga po dapat sa iba, lalo na po sa mga kabataan. Kasi po, ang mga kabataan din po ngayon habang lumalaki sila, nasasanay na po na ganun na ganun lang yung buhay na wala silang pakialam sa mga basura. Para habang bata pa sila, nasasanay na po sila na yun pong gusto nating ituro na tungkol po sa basura. Mga bata pa sila, masanay na din po silang gawin yung mga dapat gawin, kung saan dapat itapon, yung mga dapat na mapakinabangan pa. Matuto din po dapat sila, dapat din po na maturuan din po natin na mga matatanda para po sa ngayon na tayo, generation po natin, nilulook forward po natin na malinis hanggat maaari po yung bawat lugar.
On the next episode of Sustainer Rumble,
we generally believe that we are actually having good intentions, or in fact, we tend to not update ourselves and become good or become better. We think that we're already doing something good by complying with these laws or complying with these regulations. But what if what we're following right now may not already be the new norm or the new standard?
Ano nga ba natin masisiguro na makamit ang producer responsibility o ang pagpapanagot sa mga manufacturers sa kanilang mga proseso upang ang mga products na binibili natin sa pang-araw-araw ay either babalik sa production cycle o di kaya ay nabubulok ng maayos?
Ano pa ang mga leading practices upang mangyari ito? Posible ba within 5 years or matatagalan pa kaya ito?
More on those in the next episode. If you like this episode, please share it to your friends so that they could learn about pollution even more. Make sure that you are following our show wherever you're listening to stay updated on the next drop. Also, follow us on socials in which the links you can find on the description box. you can also join our community group on Facebook called The Pit by Sustainable Rumble to chime in on all the information and conversations we share with one another. Bye!